we forgotten who we represent? When I was a kid, I was in a youth group at my church, and we would take summer choir tour trips. We would visit other churches to sing, and as guests of that church, the members would put all of us up for the night. God bless them. There were host families that would let 2 to 4 students spend the night, and then we would all gather back together the next morning at the church to load the bus and head off to the next event or stop along the way. They were awesome. Every single night, though, before we would dismiss and go with our host family, our director would make it ever so clear to remember who we represented. He would say, remember, you first represent God, then our church and your family and yourself, or something like that. But I'll never forget the weighty feeling of needing to be on my best behavior, or I would be in big trouble. We were sent out with high expectations. It wasn't just about me. It was about representing something much bigger. Today, church, we have an opportunity to represent something bigger than ourselves. Like never before, we have an opportunity to shine the love, light, and truth of Jesus. We are where we are for such a time as this. It's no accident you are in a very specific place with the community around you, your neighbors, the people you work with, your family and friends in this season. As a believer in Jesus, our first response should be to put others above ourselves. We love our neighbor as we love ourselves. So when we see the hungry, we offer them food to eat. When we see someone thirsty, we offer them a drink. When someone is in need of clothes or shelter, we serve and care and meet them where they are. Why? Because the Spirit of Jesus living in us should always compel us to do so. We don't do it for any selfish gain, but because of who we represent. Jesus said in Matthew 25 that when you do all these things for the least of these, you do them as unto me. In the book of Exodus chapter 3, God speaks to Moses through a burning bush. This is the conversation and commission or assignment given to Moses. He is to lead God's people out of captivity in Egypt, and he's sending Moses to do the job. Moses isn't sure he's up for the task, but God promises he will be with him. But Moses had this question for God. Exodus 3:13. Moses said to God, "Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' Then what shall I tell them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am." This is what you are to say to the Israelites. "I am has sent me to you." We may not have had a burning bush experience, but we are all sent on mission in these days we find ourselves in. And I don't represent me. It's so much bigger than you or me. We are the hands and feet of Jesus as we love, as we care, as we serve, as we check on our neighbors, as we give of our resources to help those around us. We do it all representing the eternal, unchanging God who was and is to come. He is the great I am. That's who sends us out today. That's the truth. It gives me peace to remember that I'm not a party of one as I face this day and the opportunities or unknowns of it. God is with us. God sends us. Remember that today. I'm Lori Klein.